Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
All right, we need to talk a little bit so we can get the levels set.
I thought we just did. I thought we talked about the levels.
We talked about... Chris, the shock mounts can only do so much.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. This isn't the Mansfield version of Stomp.
Bong, bong,
do you want to start? I've got a couple of five-gallon buckets out there. We can get a drum circle going.
Cool, man.
Wash my car with it.
God, occupy ridiculousness.
Let's wash my car and then have a drum circle with a sponge. Well, you want a sponge fight? I'll throw a sponge at you and it'll stick to your back. You'll be like reaching back there trying to get it off of there. You can't because it's all soapy.
When do you suck me off?
That's in the deleted scenes. It's for the unrated DVD version.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
How many copies of that do you think that they make?
I think we make two.
And then threaten not to destroy them.
Yeah. Well, one goes to us, the other goes into space for aliens to find. God. To be as confused as possible.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I have no idea.
You don't? You've lost track?
No, I did not listen to the last 2 weeks' episodes.
No.
I didn't.
Okay, all right. That's
not going to lie. Don't even know where we're at.
Episode 64. No, we're on 66 now.
66.
Yeah.
Okay, so one more time.
Okay. No, it's all staying in. It's on episode.
Yeah.
Chris?
But we need to, you know, continue through.
Okay,
OCD friends in the room here.
Okay. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 66 of the comedy podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yep, that's us.
That was a lot harder than normal. I don't know. It could be the mask. I don't know.
Maybe, who knows? Who knows? Melty walls.
Yeah, hard.
My name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris Ross.
And we are your concierges to this realm of madness that we call the modern world.
Don't be surprised if after you're through, your ass hurts. That's just from us entertaining it so hard.
Yep. We're getting up in there. We're setting out punch bowls. We're setting up punch bowls higher than a DJ. Hope you like Skrillex.
Hope you like picnic salads.
Or Dead Mouse.
So.
those are DJs, right?
Hmm?
Skrillex and Dead Mouse. Are those?
Did you said Skrillex?
Skrillex.
My mind imploded. What is that word?
Skrillex.
Yes.
I think he's one of those double step guys.
Is that when you write on a dead mouse?
No. Skrillex.
With a highlighter.
He's one of those double step guys.
Double. No, dubstep.
Like two step. Like Texas two step.
No, he
dancing?
Steps while chewing bubble gum.
Yeah, double bubble.
I think so.
Yeah, that's one of his tracks.
Yeah.
And it's
Bazooka Joe in costume.
Spoiler, at some point it goes boom.
Spoiler, it's Bazooka Joe dressed as a hipster.
So. Hey, Chris, tell me a
Wear
story.
Wear that hat.
Oh, I'm already wearing my hat. My hat's my headphones, Chris. Riding the fetus.
Pretty much this entire area here is filled with outrage.
Is it?
So yes, the area of my note cards.
Should I be ready to ride the fetus? I mean, I was joking before, but I mean, are you going to go on high pitch rants?
No, I'm not going to go on that high. No.
I mean, tell me how high a pitch you're going to go. I can pitch shift you. I can make you into a chipmunk.
All right, here we go. Don't do that.
No. Okay.
A 2-week-old baby has died.
At a Brooklyn hospital after contracting herpes through a religious circumcision ritual. The cause of death was listed as disseminated herpes simplex virus type 1, complicating ritual circumcision with oral suction. The religious practice is a centuries-old ultra-orthodox ritual. Under the practice, a rabbi, or moil, removes blood from the wound with his mouth.
Well, to be fair, a cobra is involved. So they have to suck the venom out.
To be fair. We're going to practice treating snake bites with this baby. Yeah. On his tiny little ding dong.
On his tiny, well, it's tinier now.
Oh, yeah. After you know, what are you going to do?
So the Moyle had a simplex.
So then there's a rabbi in this case.
It's a rabbi.
Who in 2005 gave us a set of twins herpes. And then they were like, dude, that's not cool. Don't do it. And here he shows up in 2011, which is when this happened, and does it again.
There's no accreditation board?
I don't think so.
No? You can't regulate it.
It's not regionally, at least.
No. You cross the state lines, and it's the Wild West. Yeah. No, that's a... Ooh.
Jeez. Well, Will Smith is fighting spiders with Kevin Kline?
Half spider machinations.
Isn't there some woman in there with a brassiere, and her name was like Lopez, or...
I remember...
What was the woman's name in that?
Eva Mendes?
Eva? No.
No?
That was two before her.
Two before her? I mean, she was 12.
She was 12. Fair enough.
They did the forced perspective like they did with the Hobbits and Lord of the Rings. They just put her really close to the camera and they get, you know, to make her look like she's like, you know.
Gonna have to trust you.
Gonna have to trust me on that. Didn't? No?
No, I said I'm gonna have to.
Okay. Yeah. I remember when Wild Wild West came out, they had a big promotional push with Burger King.
Yes, they did.
They did. It was huge. They had like the Wild West Burger, which is the onion rings and the barbecue sauce. They did a similar one with Small Soldiers as well, the Western barbecue burger. But for Wild Wild West, they were giving out the glasses, like the sunglasses that they wore, and I wanted the ones that Kevin Kline's character wore.
They were steampunk.
They were steampunk because they were like the round with the gold frames and those, and like the, you know, I still wish that I had those, mm-hmm. but I don't. They never had them at the Mansfield.
Hello,
Burger
listeners.
Kings. What?
Dig back in the toy box.
Get back in there.
Hit us up on the message boards and the emails and the Facebooks if you have those.
Yeah, if you have those.
Give you the address.
And if you have the...
Two ups that twos.
And if you have the Super Mario 3... McDonald's toys where you had he was with the raccoon tail and then you had the spring, you pushed him down, it was on a suction cup and then boing and went up.
I have all of those.
You do?
Yes.
We do still have them, don't we?
We probably do.
Yeah.
A big old, not, I never I had the glasses. I don't remember.
In a big old rubber bin. No, we never had the glasses because that's a
no, fresh. I'm for sure we never had those.
That wound is still fresh, much like this poor little baby boy.
What are you gonna do? It's like what if you confuse the bat mitzvah with a bris?
Oh no! You know,
lay down, Jason. He's gonna suck you off.
You're a man now. You know, a bat mitzvah is for women though.
This is gonna.
You know that, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, bar mitzvah is when you become a man.
Gotcha.
A bat mitzvah is when you either become a robot or a woman or a Stepford wife.
All right, gotcha. Well, then that would be even more weird.
they replace you with robot parts. It's so weird because they call it like a hyper orthodox practice,
ultra
orthodox,
which means they have diamonds in their pockets.
I just like the no, that's acidic. I just like how it can go so far in one direction that like it becomes unorthodox again.
I know. I did. I made sure that was capitalized. In fact, I believe
ultra orthodox on the card.
Ultra not capitalized. Orthodox capitalized.
That's funny.
Deal with that,
man. That's sad. Did we successfully deflect the tragedy of like a 6-month-old infant dying?
Dead babies are a dime a dozen.
Yeah, most of them. Infant mortality.
Seriously, I have a whole drawer for them. A dime a dozen.
Chris, is that a baker's dozen or a country dozen?
I'm the baker, so I eat okay. one.
Jeez. Man.
God.
I don't even know how to follow that up.
With the story, maybe?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Let's talk more about kids.
Yay.
Three Fresno, California elementary school students aged 10 to 11 are in trouble after a failed plot to murder their teacher by putting rat poison in her coffee. The plan failed after one of the kids had a change of heart and knocked the coffee over. Their punishment for the attempted murder? Suspension with recommendation to expel.
The attempt was found out when one of the boys bitched out. As the teacher went to take the drink of her coffee, he slapped the mug out of her hand.
No! Boom! Well, you know, 2 weeks earlier, they showed Dumb and Dumber in class, and they got the idea. And so...
What do you do?
It's a gas man. Chris?
It's the gas, man.
It's the gas.
Did you read the rest of the story, though? About how the school that two of the kids ended up at, the teachers were outraged that the kids were allowed to come back to a school after being expelled from another school.
Yeah.
And the quote was something to the effect of one of the teachers was saying, if this is allowed to happen, our student population will elevate the status of these students to that of gods. And they'll think that they will be able to get away with things such as this. That was the quote of the teacher. These students will be elevated to the status of gods. Not in a little g, big G gods.
Like gods. Yeah,
like Zeus and like the rest of the gods in the gangbang.
Exactly. Like Hermes.
Yes.
Poseidon.
Mm-hmm. Neptune.
Same guy, just different cultures.
Person.
Same.
Yep.
See, one's Roman, one's
Muhammad,
Greek.
Muhammad.
But what school were these kids transferred to? Like, were they transferred to a school in an island, and it's the Lord of the Flies? Like, are they afraid that they're gonna become these like tribal gods that are gonna different. Just run around and knock people over the head with rocks and take their glasses away?
Yeah.
You know, don't blow that conch shell.
Don't do that. Don't. Don't you all go buy really expensive silly hats to go on your ski trip with? Don't do that, gods.
Gods, yep. please, no god.
Yuppie chills.
Yup childs. Yup chill. It will be elevated. I don't know. How cool would an attempted murderer be in school? Probably pretty cool. I would want to hang out with that person.
It would be okay
because for up to a certain age you love authority and you idolize teacher, you know, just like, oh, you know, teacher's this, teacher's that, but there's this turning point probably right around middle school where they go right around, it's like boom, and then it's down with authority. So some of them might be on board there, you know. It could be a potential for civil war.
Ooh, that's a song. Down with authority, up comes the tragedy. I think I combine a little bit of Kid Rock with
Rage Against the Homework.
Rage Against the Homework. Yes, yeah. That's right. Rage Against the Homework, Made in Detroit.
Jugglers.
What?
No, I was going to say Juggalos, but I went to Jugglers instead.
You were going to say Juggalos?
Juggalos.
Woop.
Okay.
Neato.
You knew that. Okay.
The kids, the teachers die. Now the kids do.
No.
By 2014, all new cars will be required to include rear view cameras. The new rule is an effort to decrease a disturbing statistic that each week, 2 children are killed and about 50 are hurt by cars accidentally backing up over them. The government estimates that 112 of these deaths can be prevented by installing cameras that eliminate the blind spot. So, 52 weeks, 2 kids a week. How many is that?
104.
112 of these deaths can be prevented by installing cameras.
What? Yes. Where do those extra 8 kids come from?
So I think that those 8 kids would not jump off buildings. I don't know how they live, but they live. According to the government. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. It should be noted that this mandate will cost the auto industry $2.7 billion per year.
Well, I mean, so did seatbelts.
Or roughly $24 million per death that is avoided.
Well, what's the value of a life? Especially a stupid kid.
Come on now.
I thought those cameras were for so you don't run over a bike. I didn't realize there was a kid on that bike.
Yeah, he was, and he was one of 112.
one of 112.
Don't feel too sad about it. He's not alone.
Yeah, what is it like? Two's a tragedy, 100's a statistic, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not gay
marriage. They're dead children.
Why are you bringing the dead kid heat this week?
I don't. It just happened.
It just yeah. Happened to be that was what they that's what was on tap.
That's what the world said.
Chris, we're not creating these. This is an archaeological dig. You know, Stephen King on writing. I don't make these stories. I go and I find them fully formed, just in the dirt, in the subconscious.
In the chasm of your soul.
We're just going in there. And we're pulling out bones,
in
dead
the great,
kid bones,
in the great
tiny
crevasse.
Tiny little bones from these crevasses. Crevasses?
I see him from a distance.
To set the scene,
It's the usual day at Denny's when a gray-haired man carrying a briefcase barges into the restaurant, saying he's from corporate, has 30 years experience, and is the new general manager. He then proceeded to march into the existing manager's office and get in her face, letting them know who the new boss in town was. He then proceeded to go to the kitchen and cook his lunch. No big deal. Fire up the griddle, fire up the fryer, a cheeseburger with some french fries, just regular old American dining fare. He only ate about 3/4 of his burger before police arrested him, finding a stun gun and 2 crack pipes on his person. Quote, "I don't know if he had 30 years with Denny's," said the police, "but he's probably had experience cooking a burger in the past." It's a pretty damn good burger. Chris, do you have any other details on this story?
While he was being hauled out of the restaurant, he yelled at fellow diners, saying, and I quote, "This is why you don't dine and dash, kiddies."
He was trying to save face.
He's in management. Save faces. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, no. It's his reputation. That'll follow him. You know?
What else is he going to do? He had a briefcase. That's where his crack pipes were. That's where the business is done.
that's where we get these things done, Chris. He had it in there with his files and his papers. He had the article was unclear because they didn't say if he was wearing a trench coat or a suit coat. Where the stun gun stems from.
Bazoo.
He was really bowled over by those numbers from last quarter. Yeah. Do you smoke crack with a blowtorch? Is that how you do that?
If you're awesome,
I guess. And I'm not talking like a Vietnam flamethrower, like a Zippo boat. I'm talking about like you just a.
What, like you would go onto a boat full of.
No, that word again. You're gonna make me beep it.
No, you said. Is that, no, that
was
said?
That was you.
I thought I was repeating you.
No, a Zippo boat.
Oh, a Zippo.
God damn it, Chris. More stuff I have to beep.
Oh.
No, it's Zippo boats. They were these like hovercraft in Vietnam for going through the swamps. They had they could shoot fire. They're like flamethrower boats, but the igniters would never work, so they had to light them with Zippo.
I saw that lighters. This week. The gator came back to life.
God,
thought he was dead.
I love the transition that the History Channel has made. From like all World War II all the time to like Hitler conspiracies to Hitler and the occult and then Bible code and, you know, UFO cults. And then now it's all
Hitler following the Bible code to find the gators
that came back to life in the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
In the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okie noodling, Chris. Okie noodling.
Noodling gators.
Hitler okie noodling some gators.
Oh my God.
Riding them around, amassing the fourth,
really?
The Fourth Reich.
Your name stumps and you're the best? Really? You think?
My name stumps because I have the exact same number of
like
teeth
you were the
as
best
I do.
For a month, not like a career, right? that's what you are?
Your name stumps and you're the best.
Your name stumps and you're the best.
That's what your business card says.
I'm stumps and I'm the best. I'm going to show you how to okie noodle.
Same number of teeth as I got fingers.
What?
They subtitle those shows. I love that. It's been amazing since I've been home these past couple months.
You were captivated by that show. I was like, oh my God, is anybody else seeing this? And there you were. You were seeing it.
I was seeing it. No, Chris, I was also out of my mind on Xanax and Zoloft,
God.
Trying not to throw up.
Rip Whitney.
It's all I could do to like not throw up. So I'm sitting there watching these gators with no choice.
Scrub a dub dub step in heaven.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. No, that's fine.
41-year-old Florida man was taken into custody after rear-ending a car in front of him.
You rear-end the car behind you.
I mean, I had a spelling problem. Okay, and I had to space it out because I had to figure out what the fuck I wrote. But officers noted that he smelled of alcohol and was barely able to stand up or even walk. On the way to the county jail, the man urinated and soiled himself in the back seat after pooping out the butt plug he had lodged in his anus.
You know how like when a baseball player who's batting and they hit the ball and it goes over the wall,
a home run
and the announcer says, "Boy, that was a real corker." Or like a laugh, you know, like is like a real like a good joke. Oh, that's a corker.
Yeah,
that right there is a corker.
That's a corker.
The cork being the butt plug that was holding the feces into his rectal cavity.
Yeah. But but not before he pooped out the butt plug he had lodged in his anus. The man was found to have a blood alcohol level of 0.409, which scored him a trip to the hospital to be cleared for his stay in jail.
Pumped him full of charcoal.
So they pick him up and there's just like pee and poop and a butt plug on the back seat.
No big deal.
Whoever makes those seats needs to make an advertisement for how they can protect them from stains and stuff.
Yeah. No. The super glue with the guy in the helmet on the I-beam, like,
somebody dropped a butt plug on me and I'm fine.
Wait a minute. So the butt plug came out in the police cruiser or in
his
own
the back
car?
Seat.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to think that those are like scotch guarded or something. You know, you get some kind of protection.
So.
I guess because then
people have thrown up scotch on them for so long that they're just they're just poop proof now. I'll tell you what, it's going to cost about $500 for all the scotch you got to drink to deal with your house. But I'm going to throw up scotch all over your house. Yeah. All right. And then whatever the fuck the kids do, it's not going to seem as bad as what the fuck I did.
Yeah, it's already ruined. It's kind of like when you go apartment hunting and all of the carpet is yoo-hoo colored. So just like
I'm wearing a kilt and that's it.
there was a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror joke that I just got this morning when I was thinking about Scotchgard, because I'm searching for, you know, apartments and furniture and all that grown up stuff, and they got Scotchgard. There's a Treehouse of Horror episode where Willie, the groundskeeper, he keeps on getting murdered, like with an axe in the back, you know, throughout the entire episode. And he falls over onto the carpet. He's bleeding, and Marge says, "Boy, I hope that carpet was scotch guarded." And the initial joke was like, "Oh, she's just saying," like what I thought was like, "Oh, I put scotch guarded because of all that blood." And then no, it turns out scotch guard, like it was a double entendre because Willie's a Scotsman. From Edinburgh, is that in Scotland? Do they serve haddock there? Haggis. Can you?
Is that where you stuff a pig with
maybe,
rice and
maybe
rice and?
Okay, so I'll see your story about blood alcohol and let's raise you one.
All right, you're gonna have to go to 410.
I can't. It's gonna be lower. But it's
that
a
guy
bit,
was fucked it, up.
Yeah,
that guy was dead.
You could light his blood on fire. Chris, an employee at the Apple Valley, Minnesota ice arena, had the police called on him after others noticed his erratic Zamboni driving. He was missing large patches of ice, running into sideboards, and driving in zigzag patterns.
While the crowd did the chicken dance. We really took that one in the boards.
When the police arrived, they noticed a distinct smell of alcohol on him, and he performed, quote, poorly on the field sobriety test. When the numbers finally came back in, he had a BAC of 0.32, four times the legal limit. So I thought my story was impressive, you know, 0.32. I can't beat 0.49.
Did he shit a butt plug?
He did.
He wasn't drunk. That's the only field sobriety test
is that where,
I need.
Is that
only
where butt,
one?
Is that where butt plugs come from?
Have you shit a butt plug?
Are you drunk?
I'm gonna follow you home.
You're right. I love your logic because it's not that he was drunk enough to put it up there.
Oh,
but that his pronounced consumption
of
alcohol
drunk, he is
caused
so drunk
it
that he can't hold it in.
Do you have to concentrate for that?
Well, you'd have to be really relaxed drunk to let that.
Oh, to let it slide.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because once it's in there, it's like riding a bull.
Well, it's got the base. it looks like a spade, right?
No, it's like riding a bull.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
Are you working to a punchline?
You know, like 8 seconds on that one. Did you see the Luke Perry movie? That's what that was about.
Luke Perry butt plugs?
Yes.
What move? What Luke Perry
movie?
It's
called 8 Seconds.
8 millimeter?
No, that's different. This is eight seconds. Look it up.
No?
It's about how long Luke Perry sits on a butt plug.
80 grams.
eight seconds.
Is that what flagpole sitting was?
He was paralyzed doing it.
Really?
The character, it's based on a true story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Luke Perry was born in Mansfield. You know that, right?
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Nah, he was born in Ohio.
He was born in Mansfield.
I looked up
on the Wikipedia page, Chris.
I don't think so.
Chris, Luke Perry was born in Mansfield, goddammit.
On his way to someplace better.
God. No. Was that what flagpole sitting was? Not the Harvey Danger song, but like, you know, in the 20s when you would sit on top of a flagpole. Was that extreme butt plugging?
Yes.
Was it?
I think so.
Yep. They called it the Lindy Hop.
With bank credit tight, a specialized industry is rapidly becoming more popular. Fertility finance. Firms provide loans for in vitro fertilizations that regularly cost more than $20,000. Last year, firms say they made some $4 billion in loans. Some doctors have decided that they are not going to provide services to patients who are using this funding. The patients are desperate and are at very high risk of being vulnerable to predatory lending. The unsecured loans can carry interest rates of up to 22% as compared to the average 17% that is charged by credit card companies. Do you want that little baby boy?
I can
just step back in this alley. I'll give you the little baby boy.
There are millions of kids. One dime a dozen. Open the drawer. There are millions of kids that are like waiting to be adopted.
Those kids are hungry, though.
There's nothing wrong. This kid's gonna be hungry too because his parents spent all their money like paying off this loan to get him in the.
Hungry little, hungry little other colored kid.
Chris, if you have money, you get a loan to get a white baby. Okay, you get a little bit of a premium, but they have we're gonna give you a loan.
You know what costs less? A flight to South Africa to steal a white baby.
Why does that sound more atrocious than I think it?
I don't know. That's the only place in Africa where white babies are, I think.
Oh, I think. Yeah. Yeah. By law?
No.
No. Is that what apartheid was?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, every white baby had to be sequestered in South Africa.
Are you sure that doesn't have to be like with gluten-free? Is that a special diet?
What's that?
Apartheid?
No, that's paleo.
Oh.
You're thinking of paleo.
Paleo.
You're thinking of paleo.
I think I call fucking black people. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to mark her.
Mark. Oh, God. Chris, can we rapidly go somewhere else?
Please.
Okay. Can we go?
My foot's in a bear trap.
Gotta gnaw it off. I'm not gonna help you. Chris, I'm running off into the mist.
You don't normally want a challenge in editing. But marker.
Marker.
Marker, marker.
Waka waka. Marker, marker. Do you want to go to the Science Zone?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The science zone. No, please not.
Okay. We think that sharks are solitary predators designed only to kill and move forward. Because if they don't stop moving forward, they die. Much like businesses.
They don't have the flappers.
They can't go back. Yeah. Well, except in Deep Blue Sea, they did swim backwards. And that was...
They had the flappers.
Clever girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, different. Deep Blue Park. Yeah.
I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's?
I said, what about sharks that swim backwards? And she said, I think... That's pretty scary, and I said, I know, we both kind of want out of here, and then Samuel Jackson got eaten by a shark, ba-da-da-da. Now that was different.
Ba-dum-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I would swim 5,000 miles, and I would go backwards like a shark just to be the man who swims 5,000 miles.
To eat Samuel L. Jackson. New research, however, indicates that this might not be the case. After studying pods of sharks in French Polynesia.
Shark pods.
Shark pods. Pod sharks.
I think there was an episode, wasn't it?
Pod dogs.
Pod dogs.
No, no, we did. And then shark
and
police.
And then shark police.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Okay.
After studying pods of sharks
you
in French.
You can see my confusion.
Yeah. In French Polynesia. Because this is well-worn territory. Scientists have discerned complex social and familial relations in multiple tribal groups. Sharks tended to associate more with other sharks of their same sex and length. It's thought that they do this for protection and to avoid intergroup aggression. Most terrifyingly, the sharks hunt in packs by herding schools of fish into reefs. They assure plenty of food for everyone. Sharks have a relative brain mass compared to the rest of their bodies comparable to mammals and birds. So this kind of behavior is not out of the realm of possibility. They're pack animals now.
Well, not now.
Well, what was that I just
said?
They're
prehistoric
creatures.
What's happening? They didn't just develop that.
Hey, prehistoric forest.
No. We just noticed it.
We just noticed it, but they're doing it. They're building colonies, Chris.
I think it's less incredible that they herd fish into reefs as if they like, you know, can just jump out of the water and snatch a girl
off of a boat.
I don't know.
Is that a
I think they do. I think it's more scary that a shark can just take what it wants.
Who's going to stop it? It's a shark.
Nobody.
It's just, suck my dick. I'm a shark.
Hey,
suck my dick.
Read the t-shirt. Suck my dick.
Read this t-shirt. Suck this shuck this shark dick. Do you know how many rows of teeth I have?
Do you have any idea how many rows of teeth I possess? Do you have any idea? Read the t-shirt.
They're angled backwards. If you try and swim out, it just rips harder.
You can swim backwards. I ain't, though.
I can't do
it. I'm just biting.
I'm just biting.
That's my D. I'm a shark.
That's my D. It's not just my D. It's my M-O. It's my M-O-D. Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
My method of disposal of humans. That doesn't scare you?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
I mean,
I don't really plan on swimming in the ocean.
I'm frightened by the ocean in general.
Yeah, that's I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna stay out of it.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not gonna peer deep in it.
The Challenger Deep.
No,
anglerfish.
You know, when that jungle of plastic gets thick enough that I can walk on it, maybe
yeah.
I will.
The new continent.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, the Sobe Lifewater continent.
That's the one, right?
Where all the Sobies go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That place where I paid a vacation for a week and bottle fight natives.
I love the idea of Aboriginal culture springing up on the trash continent.
Why don't you make that spear? I'm going to shiv you with this bottle.
I just like that. It's cargo cults taken to the extreme.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. Just that's swirling. That's out there in the Southern Pacific, right? Like right above Cthulhu.
Can you see that little girl from Waterworld with that tattoo? And she's like 26 and totally used up. Like a an alcoholic chain smoker. And she's like, turn me upside down for a dollar.
Did that have Dennis Hopper in it?
I'll show you the homeland.
Jesus. I forget that was Dennis Hopper the leader of the smokers in Waterworld?
Probably.
Was
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I like him. He's good. Yeah. He's a good actor.
Pop quiz, hot
shred. Blue Velvet? Oh, man. I used to have his monologue from Blue Velvet memorized, but now I can't do it. You've never seen Blue Velvet?
No. Is it a whiskey with blue carousel?
it's a lower version of Crown Royal.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. No, it's David Lynch. Kyle MacLachlan. David Lynch directed it, Twin Peaks guy. Mm-hmm. It's Kyle MacLachlan and Isabella Rossellini.
Just keep saying names.
Dennis Hopper has Laura Dern in it. But sorry, I thought you recognized Laura Dern.
No, I thought it was Laura Linney.
No.
Not her.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
No. Oh, well. It's a good movie. You should
I've never
watch
seen
it.
Any of those people in Inside the Actor's Studio.
No. But you've seen Matthew McConaughey four times.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kyle MacLachlan, really? No?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. I like him. He's
Kathy
good.
MacLachlan.
The MacLachlan Group?
The MacLachlan Group.
I would watch that show.
The McLaughlin Group?
Diane, we're... Twin Peaks references that nobody will get.
I have so no idea. I'm not even referencing that. I'm thinking about new roles for Shelley Long.
Who's Shelley Long?
Diane from Cheers.
And what was Rhea Perlman's name?
I don't know. Roz?
No, that was the bailiff from Frasier. Roz was Frasier.
It's also the black bailiff from Night Court.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I got you.
Crossovers in TV.
Just a little bit. Was that a spinoff? Was that an All in the Family Jeffersons thing?
It was kind of funny. The other night we were looking for something to watch on Netflix, speaking of spinoffs and weird crossovers and like old and new and stuff. We were watching Dick Van Dyke, and I turned on Dick Van Dyke, and I was like, what is this? And Emma, my daughter, she knows 30 Rock. Like, she can name the characters and everything. I'm like, well, it's kind of like, you know, an old 30 Rock.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, see, Liz Lemon is kind of like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And I explained all the crossovers and how it all made sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Because it's the same thing. Like, think about it. Dissect it. Look at the
Holy
characters.
Holy shit, you're right.
The crossovers, yep. It's exactly the same thing.
And do you know what else is the same? The Muppets and 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Man, TV shows about TV shows.
Yep.
Huh. WKRP in Cincinnati? That was radio, though. But, mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Radio TV killed the radio TV star.
I was watching, it was late at night, and I was channel surfing, which I rarely do, and Cheers came on. I was watching it, and they were beeping Cheers.
What?
They were beeping Cheers. It was 1 a.m.
Aw, Cliffy.
Aw, Cliffy.
Vera wants me to come over and herp her.
But they were beeping, like, Damn and Bastard and stuff. And I was thinking, how far have we regressed as a society?
We haven't.
We have.
We have not.
That was, like, could we show All in the Family now? We couldn't.
No. No.
Ah. Is All in the Family on Netflix?
Because I can tell you that if all a Ty Hooker did was eat cotton balls for like 4 weeks and then put on a spouting diarrhea display in blacklight, we would televise that.
Why Ty?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just
trying to just to my Google search history.
My bad. But imagine that. The all white cotton spouting the blacklight. 4 weeks worth?
I don't picture that being a diarrheal event. I picture that being more of like an impaction.
I kind of think I might watch that in a surgery video.
If you gave her like a barium enema and then had her drink like a liter of castor oil.
How horrible is it to be named Barium? That guy, I'll tell you what.
Barium White.
Can open your legs real wide. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, honey, you're gonna show up on the x-ray real good.
So deep.
Gonna get up in them guts.
Them guts. Bom, bom.
My darling, yeah.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, hey, Cole, what can they do?
Damn it. Hate it so goddamn much when you scoop me on it. What can they do? They can go to iTunes and rate and review us. They can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Check out duckfeed.tv. There you can find links to all that other good stuff. You can find our old episodes. We, you know, even though we talk about current events and weird news and stuff like that, I like to think we're timeless. So go back and listen through the archives, see how we've grown, seeing how we've evolved as a show, as a community, as a product. And most of all, tell your friends, because that's really all we have in the way of promotion. If you're here from the Something Awful ad, thank you so much. And please continue listening. Otherwise, just check us out. Did I miss anything?
Two things. Number one, do something. Haven't heard from a lot of you in a long time.
Yeah,
so just
yeah.
Do something. And number two, bring back skis as a word.
Bring back skis?
Okay, as in like, yeah.
As like skis out?
Yeah, like ask me if I like something.
Hey, Chris, do you like skiing?
That is my skis. You can use it like as in, yeah, that's my jam.
No, no, aren't you saying stees?
No, skis.
Stees. That, no, like, that's skis. My stees.
That's
like,
my stees.
I rock black t-shirts and jeans. That's my stees. Stees. That's my stees. But yes. You're trying to co-opt skis to be the same thing.
No.
I see skis.
You
as...
said ski. I said stees.
Oh, you said stees. Bring back stees as a word.
Stees,
is what you
yes,
said.
Exactly.
Okay, I thought you said bring back skis.
No.
Okay, which is why I put out skis.
No.
So skiing is my stees. Yeah.
No, it's a shitty example. I don't know why you picked that.
Well, because I thought it was a pun.
Less shitty.
I thought it was a no. I no, refuse.
That's your problem. that's one of your problems.
I have a lot of them.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. Sorry. You probably were very hopeful when I said that's your problem. And I didn't say problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. you probably perked up, and you were like, "Really?" And like, I could fix that easy.
He goes,
but I'm like, "Fuck no, that's not all your problems.
That's the first step." He goes for the hoop tonight.
Oh, yep.
Good night. So.